And that's here on BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for our afternoon play. Albert Speer's Walk Around the World by Michael Butt.
During the Second World War, Albert Speer was first Hitler's chief architect and then his very efficient minister for war production. At the Nuremberg trials in 1946, Speer was sentenced to 20 years imprisonment at Spandau in Berlin. In the center of the prison grounds, he designed and created a garden.
Not bad, well, not the highest, but nothing to be ashamed of. You say nothing. Well, I'll soon be there, that's the point. Climbing all the way. Climbing, yes. Now there. Look at the green. Those meadows. What do you think of that? Ever seen anything like it? The way the colour seizes the eyes and leads them up and into those peaks beyond. You see the snow? That's where we're going. That's where I'm taking you. You say nothing. Keeping your powder dry. Fair enough. 15 kilometres, I calculate. A good day's walk. You'll grant me that? And notice the stream at your feet. Glorious, isn't it? That's the Enns, by the way. Running swift and clear. What is it about running water? Do you think it's an emblem of the lightness of the human spirit? You don't care for it? Well, up to you.
Prisoner number 5! You come now!
But here, in these Austrian Alps, with 275 kilometres to the border, a month's walk at this pace, which I'm sure they'll maintain, and thereafter, Bratislava. You have to admit, we're somewhere beautiful.
Prisoner number 5, exercise finish.
Alpine cattle all the way to the horizon. 200, possibly. And reared for milk, I assume. I wonder how the farmer organizes his work. A dairy cooperative, perhaps? Well, that would be more efficient, but people are reluctant to change. That I do know. Probably he works alone. Milks at dawn, selling his product in the market. What does he care for increased efficiency? After all, he'd say, it's milk, it isn't armaments. What did you just say? Why did you say that?
Prisoner number 5, come! Now, you come!
I'm coming!
Zu früh. Schwer.
Hm? Schwer?
I like it.
Not my favorite. Now, Beethoven. More masculine choice.
We have 290 minutes of Beethoven currently on record.
Yes, but
he tops the list. Schubert, with 190 minutes, is third beneath Mozart.
Why do you know that?
Our total music currently held on disc is 1,215 minutes. Now, if we listened, as we're currently allowed, to 3 hours per month, we would need 7 months to play through our entire stock.
Hess! Quiet in there. If you won't have the good grace to join us, then at least keep quiet. Wasteful noise. I will not subject myself to this.
Mm. Yes, please shut up.
You ready for the next walk, Mr. Speer?
Yes.
Okay. You're on the Hungarian plain.
In midsummer?
Well, it can't be helped. We were late starting. You're on the stretch between Budapest and Belgrade, approaching the village of Mariupok. Well, there's a church here you might be interested in. It says here, contains a famous weeping black Madonna.
It'll be colder.
I guess so.
I'll go in. Excuse me.
There is no mass today.
No, I...
You're German?
Yes.
I was practicing.
Beautifully. Bach. You were playing Bach.
Yes.
What's your name?
Maria.
Maria.
Sir?
I don't know what to say to you. I'm out of practice. Maria, where I live, there are very few women.
Where do you live?
A castle. A fortress.
Well, you needn't worry. You're doing very well, sir.
Thank you. How old are you?
Why do you want to know that?
You're so beautiful. Might I touch your hair, Maria?
Of course, sir.
That's so soft, so lovely. It must be wonderful to be you.
I must go.
Why?
My father is waiting.
Don't go, Maria.
You come tomorrow.
No.
We must say goodbye.
No.
Goodbye.
Yes. Aren't you going to get up today?
No. No, I won't.
The guards will come in again.
Those dogs.
They'll come in and throw your bedding on the floor. Do you want that?
You must get up, Pez. Don't you see that?
Speer, I'm dying.
No, you're not.
Are you a doctor? Would you know a dying man if you saw one?
Yes.
They're trying to poison me.
No dignity.
They're trying to poison me.
Yes, they're coming.
I will not move. I said no.
Prisoners to attention! Number six of your bed.
Look, he's ill, actually.
Quiet, number five. Go to your cell.
This is ridiculous.
Number six, you get up from your bed.
Go to hell.
Now you get up. Now you get up. You are mad, man.
You look tired. Are they giving you your pills?
Yes. How was the journey, Margaret?
Doesn't matter about the journey.
Why not?
The children send their love.
Ah, thank you.
Oh, Arnold sends you this drawing.
What is it?
A car. He likes cars.
And Hilda, how is she?
She's, Hilda's well. Albert.
She's at school, surely, now.
She is going to America.
I don't understand.
It's an educational visit. She won a scholarship. It's very, very prestigious.
I don't want her to go.
Albus.
You'll tell her?
She's 18.
Yes?
She wants to travel. This is natural.
Is it? Why?
Albus,
well, then let her travel in Germany.
It's not the same.
I don't think, Margaret, I don't think you understand. There are dangers.
What kind of dangers?
She's my daughter.
And mine too.
Yes, but I mean, she's the daughter of a war criminal. You want to expose her to questions?
Why would there be questions?
Oh, they'll say, there is the daughter of Albert Speer.
Oh, Albert.
Prisoner, do not touch hands.
Do you think everybody's heard of you? Tell her yourself.
I find myself near Athens in the early morning. Perfect sky, orange into red, onto the olive trees, their barks like the Greek god's scrotum. I pick an olive and slit its skin. It bleeds a bitter oil, not like those I had at Hitler's table. His fondness for hors d'oeuvres is little known. Why bring him up on such a morning? Better known, his appalling taste in ties and his fondness for excessive floral arrangements which made his rooms smell like an undertaker's. Moreover, it puzzled him why children didn't want to hold his hand in photographs. My own Hilda, for example, forced to pose, looks awkwardly off, as though desperate to escape. There. Is that enough about him? You're satisfied, are you?
I've been studying you, Speer.
I have work to do, Dennis.
I notice you didn't protest at the chaplain's sermon last week. The parable of the lepers. A strange choice, don't you think? We're not lepers. We are men who did nothing except their duty. We're making a formal protest. You'll join us?
As I say, I have work to do.
Oh, yes. The spare escape route.
Not at all.
Is this my broom? Are you using my broom?
No.
I demand its return immediately.
It isn't yours.
Give me my broom.
Have it.
How like you, Speer, to run from the field of battle?
Page 35. Next stop, Istanbul. How does that sound?
Tell me, Mr. Long.
Well, you gotta visit the Hagia Sophia, right?
I'm in your hands.
Okay, it says here, built by the Emperor Justinian using two architects. He had 100 master builders at his disposal.
Can you imagine the arguments?
And 10,000 laborers.
Slaves.
Oh, it doesn't say.
They were slaves, Mr. Long. Believe me.
Shall I read on?
Go on.
When it was finished, Justinian fell on his knees and said, O Solomon, I have surpassed thee.
And what do you make of that?
One more cracked emperor?
Very good, Mr. Lyon.
You want some more?
No, not now.
Well, I've got time.
Not now.
Oh, okay. What about tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Mr. Long. Yes, why not tomorrow?
Hi, Keith, honey. He's 16.
should leave before. It's the light that strikes you when you enter. It floats under the dome. How did they do that? A mystery.
Hi. You American?
I don't need a guide, thank you.
I'm not a guide. I'm a tourist. An architecture student, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really? I'm an architect myself.
Is that right?
Or was.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, you'll understand the problems involved in getting this dome up there.
And making sure it stays.
Yeah. I mean, it's got a way... What do you reckon?
I have no idea.
Well, it goes like this. The dome is circular, but it's got to sit on a square base. How?
They've got to transfer the weight.
That's what I'm saying. I'm looking at it, you'd never know.
Are you going to tell me?
Okay. What they did, they came up with gigantic pieces of masonry, triangular, you see them? And they keyed these onto massive stone piers either side, eh? It's never been done before. You think you'd have come up with that?
Perhaps not, though. I had quite a few problems with the chancellery roof.
Wait a minute. You designed the chancellery in Berlin?
Yes.
You're Albert Speer. Well, can I shake your hand?
Well...
You are a very great man, sir.
Thank you.
Shame about the Jews.
Where did you hear that? From the judges, was it? It's absurd. I knew nothing about them. And I intend to serve my time. I've told you this. From my first day here, I said, I will serve my time. I said, I will serve my time. I will serve my...
Number 5, here is yourself.
What's your name?
You must not speak to me. Here are rules. You read them now.
Spandau prison rules.
My first day. You remember? I measured out my cell. 3 meters by 4 meters.
The discipline of the institution requires that prisoners should adopt a standing position whenever approached or in the presence of the prisoner.
6 meters and 4 meters high, the window, blanked out by brown celluloid, no glass, to cut myself, to stop myself. We must not slash our wrists or our throats. We must stay here to be punished. While outside, an acacia tree just tips its branches at the window.
Prisoners will be addressed by their convict number. In no circumstances by name.
Waking one.
When awakened, the prisoner will arise immediately and make his bed.
Waking two.
He will then strip to the waist, wash, brush his teeth.
Waking three. Waking four.
Clothing, shoes, and cell, including furniture, will be cleaned in the time divided for this purpose and in the prescribed manner.
Waking seven.
Approaching any window, including those in the cells, is strictly prohibited.
Through the acetate window, I can see something. The shadow of a ghost of acacia leaves.
Not go to window. Number 5.
Ridiculous.
The prisoners may not talk.
Prisoner not talk.
Or associate with one another, nor with other persons, except with special dispensation from the directorate.
Spear?
I was nowhere near the window.
My name's Long. I'm one of the guards here. Welcome to Spandau.
What are you doing, Spear?
I'm building a path.
Why? I'm not sure.
Organizing the emptiness.
Yes? Is that it?
Why? I thought perhaps I'd use it for exercise.
Are you insane? What's the circumference?
I don't have a tape measure, Hess.
You'll need more breaks, that's for sure. I'll get some.
I thought you were...
What?
Dying.
I am dying. We're all dying. Back in a minute. You could start measuring.
Margaret.
Hilda's going to stay with a family in America.
Who are they?
They live in Boston, Massachusetts. Here, a photograph of them. He's a professor of linguistics, I think, and she... I'm not sure what she does, but a good family.
Margaret, what's the matter?
They're Jewish. Jaya Guha Shankar, Jaya Vishnuva,
Jaya Parvati Vadi Bole Na. 1958. They take their dead seriously in India. They press their living bodies up to the corpses. I turn away, the light too bright for my northern eyes. To be one of the crowd here is to be swallowed whole.
Do you like it here? Is this more your cup of tea? This city of death where funeral rites demand every minute of the day?
Down to the river. You know what you're going to see. What is that? Bobbing on the tide. A hand detached from its owner, swimming south. My God, a mountain of dead sliding and slipping over each other. Are you enjoying this? And now the smell of sandalwood as they burn the bodies. I can't breathe.
You knew my husband, sir?
Your husband? I'm sorry, I don't... What did you say?
The man they are burning, my husband.
No, no, I...
You were his friend?
No, no, I didn't know him.
Good man, a wise man, my love.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry you've lost him, but I didn't...
He knows so much, he's gone now. What will I do?
What are you doing?
What will I do?
No, no, don't.
I will die with
you. Don't do that.
I will
die. No, don't, please.
It doesn't hurt me, sir.
Please, it come down. Back. Come,
doesn't
come down. Come down from the fire.
Please.
Come out of the fire. Come out of the fire. Come out of the fire.
It's 270 meters all the way around.
Now you can calculate distances.
Why would I want to do that?
You could walk to places. In your imagination, it could become a healthy obsession.
I'd have to keep count of the rounds.
Yes? Is this a problem? Good God. These beans. Before you begin walking, you put 30 of them in your left-hand trouser pocket. Then at the end of each round, you transfer one bean into your right-hand trouser pocket. So that, at the end of the walk...
I add them up.
Voila! Then you could draw up columns. You could work out averages. You'd love that.
It would, what did you say? Organize the emptiness.
It would do that, all right. With these beans in your pocket, you could imagine you were walking to freedom. I've stopped thinking they're poisoning me, by the way. Who'd kill me?
to 56, 3,326 kilometers. 1956 to 57, 3,868 kilometers.
You look tired, Albert.
I read somewhere that after 9 years in prison, you suffer psychological damage from which you don't recover.
Albert.
I've been here 13. I am not anti-Semitic, by the way. You thought I was. Now, Hitler, he was obsessed with the Jews. But that was vulgar. And so when you tell me that my daughter is going to stay with a Jewish family, and you so clearly expect me to be upset, well, I am not. Don't touch me.
Speer!
Yes?
I notice your broom.
Oh, my God. Dan, it's not yours.
It's good to work. When we work, we show them we're not beaten. And your garden, impressive. Splendid show. The enemy noticed these things.
What enemy?
Don't pretend.
I don't know what you're talking about, the Durnitz. I mean, we're old men, living locked up in the center of a fortress. The war is long gone. I assume you're not referring to that.
We still have our dignity.
Do we? And tell me, where exactly does our dignity reside?
In our hearts.
Really? Listen, every day we wake with emptiness, and I spend all day with nothing. Nothing. Our hearts, you say, they have been consumed by nothing. Durnitz, we are in hell, and we are burning.
It's very sad when a fellow officer gives up. Oh, no, I was forgetting. You're not an officer, are you? Or is it something else?
What?
You wish for early release. I understand that. You wish to curry favor with our lords and masters.
You're wrong.
I don't think so.
I have no wish for early release.
You say.
You believe what you like, but I'm telling you. Release is repellent to me.
Well, well. Well, well, Speer. We shall see.
I was reading Martin Buber last night.
Yes.
He said one obtains power over the nightmare by calling it by its real name. Does that make any sense to you?
Not at all. You know you chew your mouth when you walk, do you? You want to be careful, Speer. You might end up like me.
Huh? Can't. Breathe.
What?
I can't. Breathe. Can't.
Help!
Breathe.
Help! Not locking number six.
Help me!
Help me, you stupid bastard! Wake up! Help me!
Now listen to me, Margaret. I've got to get out.
Albert, what can I do?
Hilda is in America.
Yes?
She could help.
How?
She could write to people.
Who?
People. People of influence.
No.
On my behalf.
She is a child.
She's very able.
But I don't want to ask her.
Listen to me. She can do this for me. The American ambassador, for example.
But you said that you didn't.
Are you listening to me? If I don't get out, I'm finished.
Albert, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I don't want to ask Hilda. So please don't ask me.
I've already written to her. There. You're going to have to accept it.
Speer.
Reggie MacLeod.
Well, what flowers can we expect next summer? My wife has instructed me to ask.
Do you know anything about flowers?
No. As I say, it's Mrs. MacLeod who...
Pink and blue lupins here. Irises there, white and blue. In that corner, ferns, the fresh green ferns, mixed in roundabouts, saxifrage and harebells, and over the wall there, trailing Monbrisha, purple Monbrisha.
Oh, we're lucky to have you.
I would rather not be here.
You planning an escape?
Oh, that's right. I'm digging a tunnel under the lupins.
We hear that your daughter has written to the American High Commissioner, a man named McCloy.
I think some influential people are interested in my case.
You're lobbying for early release?
I don't see why I shouldn't take advantage.
You don't think you should serve your full sentence?
I wish to lead a useful life on the outside.
Well, fair enough. The Russians won't hear of it.
I'll take my chances.
Good for you. It's been noted, by the way, that the young American guard, Long, is it? Fraternizes with you rather overmuch. We think you should dissuade him. Such cooperation would count in your favor. What was the name of these flowers again, so I can pass it on to the good lady wife?
Lupins.
Oh, and Happy New Year.
Curious. My friend Long. Drink with me, yes?
What is it?
Cognac. You like it?
No, we don't drink much in my family.
No? No, here Americans don't drink?
Well...
You lie, America.
Okay.
Please, you drink?
No, lie. All right, hold on. Mr. Spear.
You drink with prisoners?
Well, he's my friend. Mr. Spear, you want a drink? Kuryev's buying.
No.
I'll have some. I demand brandy.
Can I borrow a cup?
Open number 6 door.
You okay?
I have a cup.
Oh, give him a drink, Kuryev. It's New Year.
For God's sake.
I pour.
Oh, my God. This is good.
Spare
you
don't want any?
No!
Not in your eyes.
Which means we will stay healthy. Расцветали яблони и груши, поплыли туманы над рекой, выходила на берег Катюша, на
высоте. So... where are we going next?
You're not worried?
About McLeod? Oh, what the hell?
I've been thinking, maybe you should be worried.
Why? It's gonna happen, isn't that right?
I think we should conclude our meetings.
What do you mean?
Well, we should be aware of the prison rules.
I don't know what you're saying.
Well, these discussions, the plan making, I want them to end.
You're serious? Gosh, I thought I was helping.
Well, you're not. You're like a puppy at my heels.
What?
I'm not your father, Mr. Long.
I never said you were.
Well, this is where it ends. Try and understand. You're like me, that's all. You're here because you're like me.
You're saying I'm a prisoner.
Aren't you?
No.
Well, think about it.
You're the frickin' prisoner. You're not me. You're the one who gets locked up at night. You're the one who shuffles around in prison clothes. Look at you. Look at you. I'm the prisoner. No, I don't think so, buddy. You're the one who has to walk around a garden and tell himself he's in China. Me, I can go anywhere I want. I can go out now, right now. Yeah. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm going to a bar. I'm going out there. Find a girl. I can find a girl. Have a drink. Anytime I want. I don't have to stay in here with you. You don't have to worry about me, buddy.
You're writing to people?
Of course.
And Hilda?
Has written to John McCloy, the High Commissioner.
I know that.
I made some notes.
He's replied?
Yes.
Well, why didn't you tell me that?
I'm sorry. Here. He said he believes you should be released.
He said that?
Yeah, he said he would write to the State Department.
You see, Margaret?
What?
Influence. Hilda wrote to him. Isn't that wonderful? You see what a wonderful daughter we have. What hope she offers us, Margaret. I'm so proud of her. I feel that with Hilda's help, I may soon be free. Strawberries, Schmell. Will you be here to see them fruit?
Oh,
Yes, I was going to tell you.
An application for early release is a confidential matter. I understand that.
Of course, I was going to.
Difficult for you.
Why? Of course not.
Because I'm here for life. Life. You didn't want to hurt my feelings. Very sensitive of you.
I'm very little chance of success.
Well, we wish you well. You must have some reason for optimism, you people with a future, don't you?
President Eisenhower...
Yes?
...believes my sentence is disproportionate.
Well, well, well. There we are.
And President de Gaulle agrees.
That's a first.
Well, not to exaggerate,
but still... With friends like these.
There is some kind of movement.
In your favor. In your favor, Speer. I don't envy you. No, I don't. The agony of hope. How'd you deal with it? I don't think I could. The certainty that I will die here is like a blanket covering me. Yes. And when I'm gone, they can throw me away. You know, Dönitz has also applied.
Dönitz?
You didn't know? Crafty little Dönitz got his application in.
Where?
He hasn't a chance. He's a bloody Nazi. I said to him, who do you think you are, Jesus or Barabbas?
Prisoner number one, standing.
They're coming for you.
Number one, we understand you've been entertaining hopes. All anticipations that you will soon be released are absolutely unfounded. Prisoner number two, standing.
Did you know it would come to this? A parting of the ways?
Number two.
Because I intend to leave you.
Entertaining hopes. All anticipations that you will soon be released are absolutely unfounded. Prisoner
if I get the chance, I'll leave you here. I'll leave you here to rot.
Number three. We understand you've been entertaining hopes.
Haven't I suffered
all
enough?
Anticipations that you will soon be released are absolutely unfounded. Prisoner number four. Standing.
Oh, can I suffer more? Is that it? Who said there was a limit?
Entertaining hopes. All anticipations that you will soon be released are absolutely unfounded. Prisoner number five. Standing. Number five. We understand you've been entertaining hopes.
1960, 1964 kilometers. 1962, 63, 2764 kilometers. 1963, 64, 2764 kilometers. 1960, 64 to. Speer, you look like a scarecrow. Is that what you're doing? Scaring the birds? I would never have thought they'd choose Dönitz.
It doesn't matter.
They must be insane.
That's all right.
That's the only explanation. They're insane.
The Bering Straits, 90 kilometers from east to west. Named after an explorer, it says here.
15 days.
You think?
I don't see why not.
Over the ice?
You disagree?
I think you'd be lucky. Some books talk about the ice being solid. It may not be.
It's winter.
According to the book I got here, it varies. There are water currents from south to north cutting channels in it. You could find yourself on an ice floe.
I have to get across. I'm going to America.
Well, allow longer. 20 days.
It's ridiculous.
Do you want to get there or not?
Of course.
And it's my job to get you there.
You remember years ago, Hess, telling me to put beans in my pocket?
Did I?
Right now, we are in the middle of the 78,514th round.
You've kept it up.
Up to this point, I've covered 21,201 kilometers. What do you think of that?
I feel sorry for you.
Shake my hand, old friend.
Where are you going?
I'm going to keep walking. All the way to America. I'll keep walking. Though the ice is unsafe. Long was right about that. And if I fall in, here on the straits, there'll be no one to hear me. But I'll keep walking. Though in the dark of this perpetual night, I can't see the ice melt at my feet, but only hear the cracking. Look, up there, the aurora. Isn't that marvelous? A bright curtain of green rippling upwards as though attached to the stars. You see? What do you think of that? You say nothing. Always nothing. What do you want from me? What do you want from me? I asked for power. I conceived what I would do with authority. I met a man who gave it to me. The man was obsessed with extermination. You judge me for this? How was I to know? And now, you will not leave. Fair enough. I'll keep walking. One day, you'll see, when we arrive, and on that day, you'll speak to me, you'll touch my hand, and you'll say, "Oh, friend, at last. Now I understand." I'll keep walking.
Albert Speer was released from Spandau prison on the night of September the 30th, 1966, having served his full sentence of 20 years. By this time, he had walked 31,936 kilometers and had reached Guadalajara, Mexico. He died in London on September the 1st, 1981. Spandau prison was demolished in 1987. Its stones were reduced to rubble and poured into the North Sea.
In Albert Speer's Walk Around the World by Michael Butch, you heard as the narrator and MacLeod, Daniel Wayman. As Speer, Patrick Malahide. Kuriev, Basha Savage. Dönitz, Nicholas Woodson. Hess, Jack Claff. Maria, Margaret Speer and the Mourner, Mia Soterio. Mr. Young and the American Tourist, Patrick Brennan. Albert Speer's Walk Around the World was directed by Judith Kampfner. The executive producer was Jill Waters, and it was a Waters Company production for BBC Radio 4. Moneybox Live will be taking your calls on renting and letting after the news. But first, a word from John Kampfner.